When words fall silent, he still hears it all. A whisper of the soul is a link with Allah, connecting to Allah, connecting to Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed there are great amount of blessings in sending durud upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that once a woman came to the court of Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and the state of this woman was such that she had lost her daughter and she wanted to inquire about her life in the qabr, in the hereafter. So Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala informed her of a few things to do. And that very same night, she saw a dream in which what a person would expect to see of the marhumin or want to see was the total opposite, meaning that her daughter was being punished in the qabr. She was chained with fire. She was screaming. And imagine how horrifying this scene possibly was for this mother. And she woke up in a state of shock. The next day she went to Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala and informed him of the situation of her daughter. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala, he saw the daughter of this woman in his dream. But the situation was totally different. The situation was amazing. The situation was with awe and waqar and blessings and rahmah. What did he see? He sees that this very same girl that was being punished is now in Jannah and she is upon a throne. Allahu Akbar. And she says, "Oh Hassan, are you looking amazed and astonished for what you are seeing?" Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala inquires and says, How is this possible that from the punishment and the azab, you are now getting the blessings of rahmah and mercy?" So she responds and says, "Yes, indeed, I was disobedient to Allah Almighty. And due to my actions, it has caused my situation of punishment in the qabr. But there was a person walking in the qabristan. And this person, upon his walking, he was sending durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And because of that, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave marhumin that night. And I was amongst those from that very same qabristan that was forgiven. Allahu Akbar." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is really something for us to think and contemplate about, that how much of essence and greatness Allah Azza wa Jal has put in the recitation of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we see the emphasis on rahmah and mercy, that just by reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, so many marhumin were forgiven just by the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, indeed. We all want a beautiful life in this world. We all want a beautiful life in the akhirah. We all want success in the hereafter. One of those ways, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, advised to us by the pious predecessors, is to send salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll see lots of blessings and barakah in our life, within our circles, within our homes, within our families. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, marhaba and welcome once again to this beautiful silsila, connecting with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed a beautiful topic of discussion for today, the love for this world. Indeed, this world is a prison for us believers. And this is from the blessed hadith of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that the dunya is a prison for a believer and is Jannah for a disbeliever. And we know that, you know, in a prison, what's commonly known around the world is that a prison is not an easy place. A prison has lots of tasks and lots of difficulties and lots of troubles. So in that very same way, we as believers living in this dunya, we're going to also have our ups and downs. But that ups and downs depends on what is and how is our mindset and what is our focus of this dunya. Because indeed, life in this dunya is temporary, and that is common. Even in the world of science, it is commonly known that everything has its end. And we very soon, as we are informed in the bliss ayat of the blessed Quran Pak, that we are going to die soon. We are going to leave this world. We are going to taste death. And very soon, we will be laid into the dark grave. Salvation in that grave, dear viewers of Madani Channel, depends on how we lived our life in this dunya. Whether we understood our priorities, how we have digested this world, what we have considered this world to be, how we have understood, and as Muslims, have we followed the rules and the protocols given to us by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because indeed, this world is very rich, and this world will deceive us in many ways. You know, it will make us basically like taking a person and drowning him in the ocean, forcing him to drown, then taking him back out and pushing his head back into the ocean. That difficulty of breathing, that difficulty of not being able to do anything, and then the torture of coming out with a few moments and a few seconds of relief, and then punishment again. That is an example of how the life of this dunya is. The Tabi'i Humayd bin Hilal rahmatullahi ta'ala, he narrates, A'la bin Ziyad rahmatullahi ta'ala said, I once had a dream in which I saw people chasing something. Everybody was running towards it. So I also went behind it to find out and see what this is or what this is all about. And when he found it, he sees that this was an old woman who was hunched and she had broken teeth. She wore lots of jewelry and she had loads of luxurious clothing. So I asked, who are you? This woman replied, I am the world. Sayyidina Zayd bin A'la, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, looking at the situation and who he met, he says that I asked Allah Azza wa Jal to give me hatred for this world. This woman, the dunya, explained that if you hate wealth, if wealth means nothing to you, then you will naturally develop hatred for me. Allah Akbar. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, this is really something to contemplate and think about over this incident. That in this world, if you look, we all are rushing in this race of trying to achieve this dunya, in either becoming successful, either becoming powerful, either in the persuasion of wealth to become successful, looking at what's around us, looking at how others' lives are. And we all have taken this race. And we see that busying ourselves in this race, how caught up we've become. People end up fighting for unnecessary reasons, arguments occurring all the time. Why? Because of one maqsad and one purpose, that I want to achieve this dunya. I want this world. But then we forget in between, in the interim, what will the effects be? So in this race of this dunya, in the race for this world, becoming successful, becoming powerful, in seeking wealth, how much of issues and how much of problems and how much of harms we cause for ourselves. Sometimes we end up indulging in issues and problems that ends up becoming really, really dangerous for our hereafter. We endanger our faith. At times, we put our iman at stake for running towards this dunya. And then we end up getting involved in acts that are totally against the sharia, against the commandments of Allah and His best Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, all because of one maqsad of this dunya and persuading this dunya. And we have seen how the awliya and the mashayikh, what hearts they had, what connection they had, because we follow them, or we follow the pious, so that we learn how to become obedient servants to Allah Almighty. And in many instances, like this narration that we have mentioned over the blessed Tabi'i, that he asked Allah Azza wa Jal to grant him hatred for this world and this dunya. And the simple answer this dunya gave, that you have hatred for wealth, you will automatically will hatred for The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, an immense sin for which people do not ask Almighty Allah forgiveness for is love for this world. Another blessed hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, hubbu dunya ra'su kulli khati'atin, that love for the world is the root of every sin. A great scholar of Islam, he mentions that it is proven from experience and observation that love for this world calls towards every open and hidden sin, especially those centered around the worldly matters. And whoever is bestowed with this world, whoever achieved this world, it is seen that this person becomes impure because of all the horrors and the issues and the faults that evolve around this world. And you see this many a times, that people that run in persuading this dunya, this world, and just for the sole purpose of this world, you see that their behavior changes, pride builds within them, and you see it becomes a talk in the society that this person forgot where he came from, he forgot his roots. Why? Because of your reactions of just having those extra few digits in your bank account, or having that little more say in society or in community, or having a luxurious car, or driving around wearing luxurious clothing, or having a top-notch office or top job around the entire world. People don't realize, but their character changes. They build pride in their hearts. They build jealousy within themselves. Their character becomes really harsh. So it affects us internally. It affects us externally as well. When we inquire a loss, then we become very uneasy. We intend at that time, if they say that you want to see a loyalty of a person at the time of his grievance and his difficulty, you will see whether he is a loyal person, whether he is a difficult person, whether he is a person that makes shukr, or is a person that complains the most. Imagine a ship with loads of goods. What will happen in this world that we are living in? Especially for those that are involved in logistics, in shipping. Imagine you are informed of the loss of your vehicle, your truck. You know, these massive trucks that carry goods met in an accident. People get in so much of ghabraat, so much of problems. They start shouting the team. They start shouting everybody. When they go home, they cause chaos. They cause affliction and problems for their spouses, for their children. And at the end of the day, who's at loss? Just for a loss of the dunya. Yes, it's major. It's understandable. But we need to adopt ways to control ourselves, control our temptations, control our anger, make sabr at that time, cool down. And the best way of handling situations, in fact, is in a calm manner, in a modest manner. But we as insan, when we hear, you know, of losses and issues of the dunya, then we get activated all of a sudden, you know. And within that time, not realizing what we're putting others through, what we're putting our own nafs, our own self, our own souls to. That for that few moments of showing anger and your wrath, did you ever ask yourself, for what I'm doing right now, especially to others, especially to those that are working for me, that are under me, I am the leader, I am the source of bread, of income. And remember in Deen, subhanallah, this is its beauty, that even within an employer and employee, there are rights for one another. Imagine now you are violating the rights of a staff, and at the same time, that is a makhluk of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is evolving around hukukul abd, the rights of a servant of Allah Almighty. How would you answer, or how would you endure the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal? Because of showing your wrath, your power, your anger, your frustration. And then we look at Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And then when it was informed of some goodness, we brought good news to him, he still praised Allah Almighty. He replied that at that time of grievance, at the time of loss, I wanted to see the condition of my heart. What is the attachment of my heart to this world, to this dunya? And alhamdulillah, at that moment of loss, the condition of my heart was still the same. And I praised Allah Almighty because realizing my heart is not connected to this world. And then when you inform me at the time of an achievement of this dunya, that it was not a loss, then I wanted to see at that time, heart, what is your condition? Are you joyed or are you excited of the achievement? Or are you content? And I saw that my heart's condition was still the same. So I praised Allah Almighty. I made shukr to Allah that my heart has no connection with this world and this dunya. And from this also we see from the best companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the king of the world. He had everything under him. He had power. He had the birds under him. He had the jinnats under him. I mean, Masjid al-Aqsa, how did he build it? One of the most amazing constructions in history, done by the unseen creation, the jinnats. But his persuasion of this world, not running, but his achieving of this world was for the purpose of faith, was for the purpose of bringing people closer to Allah, making people obedient in following Allah and the Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in instance, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, a very wealthy companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the third Khalifa of Islam. But with all of that, he never forgotten his purpose in this dunya. He haven't forgotten the reality of this world. And his main intention of seeking wealth, becoming wealthy, was solely for the pleasure of faith and deen. And we see when we open the books of history, we open the best hadith in Mubarakah, that how much he would spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by getting this wealth, giving back for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, removing difficulties of those in need, those in poverty, assisting the deen, many occasions, many battles. Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, and another very wealthy sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But they never misunderstood this dunya for akhirah. They never misunderstood the persuasion of this world for the achievement and the success of the akhirah. They understood the essence in this world, the reality of this life, their purpose in this world, their mission. And they were the direct students of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. There were many before them, like Fir'aun, Qarun, Hammad. But because of the niyyah, the intention, and this way also niyyah plays a very vital and important role in our life. The niyyah, if we look at the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was for the betterment of the deen, was for the betterment of humanity. But Fir'aun, Qarun, Hammad, their niyyah was totally different. Their niyyah was for torturing, for doing zulm, for power, control. And we see that those with this very same niyyah today, eventually they get destroyed. I mean, you look at social media nowadays and you see every month almost, there is a different story of so-and-so business person or so-and-so company that perhaps went in a loss, or perhaps there were files or cases against them for becoming fraudsters, for getting involved in murder or some sort of the other problem. But this also, it teaches us something as well, that our connection to this world, to understand our connection and to basically be in the trend, to not be backwards. Because nowadays, especially in the era that we are in, to be forward, not to be backtracked in this dunya, in this world, or in the trend, we have to know what's happening in social media. And social media has become so famous in making us feel like we understand and we know this dunya. I mean, you won't see, how really would you see a post maybe of somebody fleeing poverty? And there are many people out there that are trying to assist a gharib, a poor person, a faqir person. But you will not see this news on social media. There are many out there that are trying to better lives, better society. That you won't see. But those that have achieved, those that have misunderstood their purpose, their maqsad, you will see them at one stage, they are on every headline of the newspapers, every headline on social media, on Google News, on TikTok, on Instagram, wherever you may find it. But then after a few months, you'll see that the very same person, the very same company, you know, he is put into shame. Different ways to, or different tactics to catch a person, corner a person. And that is the traps of this dunya. That is the tools of shaitan. So we really, niyya plays a very vital role in our lives. That we've heard about the comparison between the blessed companions, alayhim rahmah, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, between Fir'aun, Karun, Hamad, and so on and so forth. Because of niyya, because of purpose, then we see how the ending was. Because of their behavior in this dunya, because of how they took this dunya, how they misused their power and authority and wealth, how was the ending? A ruthless ending. But the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, every single sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, categorical jannati successors of this deen and the hereafter. And that's an undeniable fact. And one of the purposes is this, their niyyah. What was their purpose? What was their maqsad? And us as Muslims, we need to understand, dear viewers of Madri Channel, our sole purpose in this dunya, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have this wonders around us. It's indeed, there is no doubt that this world is very beautiful. And that's a fact. But what if your niyyah of saying this world is amazing, this world is beautiful, but if this world that's temporary and is going to get destroyed one day is so beautiful, then what about the eternal life, the eternal abode, Jannatul Firdaus? There's mentioned a maiden of Jannah, a hoor. If she had to spit into the oceans of this world, the entire ocean will become sweet. Allahu Akbar. But then we run for the attraction of this dunya, or to be out there, to try to become smart. Sometimes we get involved in zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, zina of the tongue. By what? You know, we see a modesty, in fact. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, the most modest person in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that even the women of Arab Sharif, they used to feel shy in front of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Even the brother of the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, once Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala he came to the best house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu was sitting in a certain position. When he was informed who it was, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam changed his position. When it was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala, summary of that incident, that Ya Rasulullah, you've changed your position. He said, this is Uthman. There's no one in this ummah with such great stature of modesty like Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. So, for this world, we do things trying to be part of the trend or being fascinated for this dunya. At times we don't realize that we're getting ourselves in guna, we're getting ourselves in sin, we break our haya. Imagine if you had sabr for that little few moments, you lowered your gaze, you changed your mind, you didn't get involved in that. Imagine what reward Allah Azza wa Jal have for us in the Akhirah, in the hereafter, in the qabr, starting and then going on to Jannatul Firdaus. There's nothing wrong in persuading the dunya. But like I've mentioned, that it all depends on niyyah. Because if our niyyah changes and then we take this world as an eternal abode, we take this world, we're so fascinated by it, we enjoy it so much that we forget, especially as Muslims, our purpose in this world, the reality of this life and this dunya, then our hereafter is going to be very heedless. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he stated, a worldly life is that spent fulfilling the desires of the nafs. A life spent preparing for the hereafter is not considered worldly, despite the fact one lives in the world itself. A worldly life is one thing, But living in the world is another. Life in this world will end, but a life spent in this world for the hereafter will not finish. And something really important, that how we spend our time in this dunya. Because being fascinated by this dunya, being fascinated by its amusements, and Allah has informed us in the glorious Quran regarding this dunya being a place of fascination and amusement, but it's also a form of distraction. This world, jihad, this world, this very same world, looking at amusements and amazing, so beautiful countries, so beautiful buildings, beautiful people, everything. Wow. I mean, you look at one thing of this dunya, like for example, phones, cell phones. Everybody is so amused and impressed with it. Everybody wants to be on the top, who has the best trend, who has the best model at the moment. Who has the best camera? Why? So that I can take that one picture and post it for 1 likes or 3 likes. You know? So we end up getting ourselves involved in putting ourselves in expense, etc., just for a picture to post. But then we don't realize at times that picture that I post, did I post it with good niyat? Did I post it for the pleasure of Allah? Is this picture that I've posted beneficial for someone? Or will this picture cause me a bad end? Will this picture cause a ruthless end? Because remember, what you post on social media, just to be on the top, just to be in front of the world, just to be out there, if it is something that is najais and haram, until it stays there, till the day of judgment, you'll be getting sin. You know, as we understand sawab-e jariyah, then you can think of it as adab-e jariyah, continuous adab. Then you see people posting things of clubbing and haram, of fornication, of zina. You know, people even post at times just to be a talk, or people to understand who is this personality. They will post things of zulm, transgression, oppression. Why? So people know, you know, I should not mess with so and so person. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us true understanding of our life in this dunya itself. May we have lived such a life that is sufficient and good enough for us to live in this dunya comfortably. And by that, we are not causing a heedless year after. And we have a successful year after. And that was the way of the pious. That was the way of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the way of the Sahaba ikram, the way of the awliya ikram. And we should adopt that way. And wallahi, we'll see a blissful life, both in this dunya, and it won't be a means of affecting us in the akhirah. Until then, viewers of Madani Channel, stay good, be good, keep healthy, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
When words fall silent, he still hears it all. A whisper of the soul is a link with Allah, connecting to Allah.